For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of tragedy as overnight shooting incidents involving many young people have killed four. 41 have been injured from the gunfire. Chicago police were in full force and hospitals were rushing to help the injured. WBBM reporter Andy Dane.
Chief of Patrol Fred Waller calls the violence unacceptable, says summer weather is not an excuse.
It's not just about being hot. Sometimes it's about the culture, not being accountable for the actions, not having a feeling of any repercussions will happen to you.
Police are calling several of the overnight incidents mass shootings. Waller says more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off of Chicago's streets in 2018, and the department plans to step up those efforts.
We won't be defeated in this.
Andy Dane, Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The U.S. intelligence community continues to warn about Russian meddling. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Trump must forcefully denounce the Kremlin.
The president can't distinguish between any allegations of conspiracy against his campaign and the broader problem of Russia continuing to interfere in our elections. Dan Coats said this week that Russian efforts are pervasive in terms of their social media campaign to divide us.
Hundreds of homeowners have been forced into foreclosure because of a Wells Fargo flaw. The embattled bank revealed the issue in a regulatory filing this week and said it had set aside $8 million to compensate customers affected by the glitch. Wells Fargo said the computer error affected certain accounts that were undergoing the foreclosure process between April of 2010 and October of 2015 when the issue was finally corrected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Cincinnati biology teacher has become the first American to row solo across the North Atlantic. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Bryce Carlson landed in England's Isles of Scilly Saturday after rowing more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland, Canada in just under 40 days. Carlson invested $75,000 of his own money, maxing out his credit cards, to build a customized boat for the record-breaking crossing.
The person you're going to have to spend the most time with over the course of your life is yourself, so you better make yourself as interesting as possible.
Bryce was greeted at the pier in England by his father with a hug and a champagne shower. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
New research is showing that coal consumption in the United States is continuing to decline. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year, with renewable energy use up by 2% year to year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.